Sometimes it takes a plague to remind us what Passover and Easter are really about. This year, instead of inviting over or driving to visit family, we will likely be in our homes, many of us completely alone. Here's Yael Eckstein, President and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
As I prepare for Passover, I think of how on that night before the Jews, the Israelites, were redeemed from Egypt, after they were slaves for generations, suddenly God said, I am going to redeem you. Stay inside your home. Put the blood on your doorpost, and so I will know to pass over those homes. Every single Jewish person was in their home. They were home with their families, talking about how God can do anything. And so today, as we are all locked in our homes, praying that God will pass over our homes, that God will redeem us. The morning will come, and we will leave our home to bring us into Israel, the land of Israel. And in the meanwhile, while it's still the dark of night, while the plague is still happening outside, I pray that we will continue through the fellowship's ministry to reach out to the least of these, to the orphans and widows, to tell them that we have not forgotten you, we will not abandon you, and to continue to provide life-saving food, sustenance, manna to these individuals during this most trying time.
This Passover and Easter, let's not lose sight of the bigger picture, God's deliverance. He is with you. He will never leave you. Discover how you can care for others, the least of these, during this time of crisis when you visit ifcjhelp.org. That's ifcjhelp.org.